Let me bring in Griff Ferris, who is the legal and policy officer at Big Brother Watch. Now, Griff, I imagine you're concerned about some of these ever-growing police powers.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we're extremely concerned. I mean, it's completely right that the government is taking rapid and robust action to protect public health, but we can't let our basic rights fall casualty to this crisis. And the Coronavirus Act contains some of the most draconian and authoritarian powers that have ever been seen in this country in peacetime, as some of which you've described, you know, detain and isolate members of the public, potentially indefinitely, including children, to demand people's personal identification and documentation, and to permit the prohibition of public events and gatherings without the kind of rights and protections we'd expect for strikes, industrial action, or even for legitimate protest and demonstration, which it's very likely that there will be against these draconian measures at some point.
Don't we need it, though, Griff, right now? And it's not like this is a communist government who are trying to sneak these powers in through the back door. They'll be gone as soon as this pandemic is over.
Well, unfortunately, that's exactly what the government were trying to do with this 300-page bill, which was published less than a week ago and which is now already law. They were trying to bring in a very large number of these authoritarian powers very quickly without proper parliamentary scrutiny. These powers are so broad and wide ranging. To isolate people and detain people. And what's really needed is financial support for people so they don't feel the need to go to work, because that's the large majority of people who may not be taking the government's advice on staying at home, because they're financially not in a position to be refusing or not going to work. And until the government properly supports these people, they will understandably still be going to work. If you're self-employed or a contractor, of course you're going to go to work up until the point at which you are financially supported by other means.
That's the voice of Griff Ferris, who is the legal and policy officer at Big Brother Watch.